APR News, I'm Mike Lamp. The COVID-19 test positivity rate in Colorado is the highest it's ever been during the pandemic. CPR's Allison Borden has more.
Colorado is in day 18 of its Omicron variant surge, according to public health officials, and case numbers are skyrocketing. But it's not clear whether that will lead to more people in the hospital. Incident Commander Scott Bookman says while Omicron symptoms are not severe, it is a lot more contagious, making it hard on hospitals.
We have seen staffing shortages across every employment sector in the country and in the state. That does not stop before it gets to healthcare workers.
Bookman says the best thing Coloradans can do to help healthcare workers right now is to stay out of the hospital by getting vaccinated. I'm Allison Borden, CPR News.
The state's COVID-19 spike is showing up in hospitals. State epidemiologist Rachel Herlihy.
There are lots of unknowns still about what hospitalizations might look like over the next couple of weeks. But at this point in the last few days, we have seen a pretty substantial increase in the number of hospitalizations occurring.
Staff members of a Vista Adventist Hospital in Lewisville had to evacuate their patients when the Marshall Fire burned across Boulder County 1 week ago. Avista's CEO Isaac Sendros told Colorado Matters how one nurse manager was instrumental in getting patients to safety.
What she showed to me that day was being able to care for others and put the needs of those that you signed up to care for first. It was one of the most selfless things I've ever experienced, and she did lose her house.
20 hospital staff lost their homes in the fire. The hospital did not burn. 18-year-old Julia Crawley and her sister were at home alone when the Marshall Fire hit their neighborhood. They left in a hurry and couldn't pack anything.
We couldn't see, we couldn't breathe. We were coughing, choking on the smoke. It was so thick.
They're living in hotels for now, and the sisters are not ready to go back to school. But their school district says classes should continue to give kids a safe, stable place after those fires tore through their neighborhoods. And there's more on that later in this hour. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.